Welcome everyone, my name is Divine. This is episode 118 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about materialism. My anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verses 6 to 10. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. It says, "Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can't take anything with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in the name of Jesus. Right? So, what does it mean to be materialistic? Well, materialism is basically, this, if you look in Wikipedia, if you look on Google, it's just basically a tendency to consider material possessions and physical comfort as more important than spiritual values. Basically, if you want to take away all those big words and boil it down to something, it is this. It is when material possessions are essentially your big reason for living. They're like your number one priority. It's just misguided priorities, right? So you see certain people, money is the primary thing that drives them. That's the thing that wakes them up in the morning. Not money, but the love for money, the love for material things. That's the thing that wakes them up in the morning. That is the thing that controls essentially every decision they make, right? The thing is, materialism is just what controls your life. Like, it's just a function of what is controlling your life. Is it things of the world that are controlling your life, controlling your decisions, controlling your thoughts, controlling your actions, controlling your words, controlling everything you do? Or is it the things of God that control what you do? Remember, there's this part of the Bible that says you cannot serve God and money, right? And the thing is, the thing that controls your life will determine, one, what your life will be like, and two, the kind of peace you will enjoy in life, or if you will even enjoy peace at all. Because you see, many people, they take great security in how much money they have. Oh wow, my bank account is growing. Oh wow, I own a home. I have these investments. I have this, I have that. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a home, having a nest egg, having investments. No. It's that love. It's literally obtaining your security from those things. That's the thing that's not ideal. That's being materialistic. Because the thing is, when a person is so consumed by the love, because notice the Bible did not say that money is the root of all evil. Many people like to conflate that portion of scripture. The Bible says it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. You see people, they love money so much. It's the thing that controls their decisions. They would rather go and make more money than to spend time with their family. Money is the thing that drives their action. It's not trying to obey the word of God. So basically, a person that is materialistic, if they are faced with an action that involves doing God's will, but they also have the alternative of not doing God's will, but making more money or acquiring more of a material thing, that desire for acquiring more of a material thing is going to win out over doing God's will. That's what being materialistic is. So materialism is such a big drive for many people's lives these days. Materialism is essentially what sells on TV. Is what sells on social media. You see some people, their YouTube channels are just based on them flaunting what they own, flaunting what they have, right? Oh, I have the best refrigerator. I have the best table. I have the best computer. I have the best this. I have the best that. That's what people flaunt these days. That's how people get clicks. And then you see other people watching these people online, and they're like so enamored. They are so taken by these things. They're like, oh, I wish I were like this. And then those other people, they start wearing themselves out. The Bible says, with these desires, people have pierced themselves with many sorrows. There are many people just in the quest for money. They've disobeyed God's word. They've disobeyed God's will. And literally, their lives have just been pierced, right? And again, it's not just money that means materialism. Just this inordinate desire for worldly achievements, right? I've definitely, like in my position as a physician going through medical training, I've seen a lot of people just to hit these goals that, you know, you ask yourself, man, like this goal, what's the substance in the goal? But in hitting those goals, they've been chasing after material things, chasing prestige. And in doing that, they've burned many bridges. They've done many things that they are not proud of, right? So again, what's the thing that's number one priority in your life? What's the solution to materialism? It's really just putting God first. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's in Matthew 6, verse 33. So put God first. You cannot serve God and money, because there will be many situations in your life where serving God will mean denying money. But you need to pick God in those circumstances. The Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. And the second thing you can also do to avoid materialism is to be content. The Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. The translation read says it's great wealth. When you're content, you're going to have peace in your life. When you're content, you're going to have joy in your life, right? But you see some people, they were praying to God for something. God gives them that thing, but then they want more. They want more. They want more. That car that was, oh, wow, they were so happy and grateful for last year is no longer enough. They want the latest model. They want this newer, more expensive car. But the thing is, if that's what's driving you again, you'll keep wearing yourself out to get those extra things. But at the end of the day, again, you're essentially stealing your own joy, right? Like the thing is, your life should not be spent in hot pursuit of material things. Again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't try to make money. No, there's nothing wrong with making money. But if making money is the number one consideration, is the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning and not doing things like doing God's will, fulfilling God's plans and purposes for your life, you need to check your life. There is something that has gone wrong somewhere. Another way to also combat materialism is to use your money to do good. Use your money to do good. Use your money to do good. Be generous. Help the needy. Give to the poor, right? Help people in some way or the other, right? And then the fourth item is also, don't trust money. Don't put your trust in money. Many people, they define their safety and security in life by the size of their nest egg, by the size of their retirement account. The thing is, it just takes one very well-placed health crisis to completely knock a person off financially, or one well-placed market crash to knock a person off financially, right? You should trust God as your source. Trust God as the only one that can truly help you. Again, it is wisdom to have a retirement account, right? Again, please don't conflate what I'm saying. Don't come in and say that, oh, divine says, don't accumulate money. No, that even the Bible, look at the time of the Egyptians. God instructed Joseph to tell the Egyptians to save some stuff when there was plenty, right? So that when famine came, they were able to live. So I'm not saying you shouldn't have a nest egg. You should absolutely, if you don't have a nest egg, especially let's say you live like in the US, for example, and all these things, and you're earning, it doesn't even require living in the US. If you have any kind of income and you're not saving for the future, I wish you all the best for your financial future. But don't draw your security from that. Trust Jehovah Jireh, the great provider, to be the one that is meeting your needs, to be the one that is giving you the power to make wealth. So again, hopefully you understand exactly what I'm saying here. So again, how do you combat materialism? One, put God first, as we said. Two, be content. The Bible says godliness with contentment is great gain. Three, use your money for good. Be generous. Help people. And then four, don't put your trust, don't obtain your security from money. So the first thing, again, I said is, oh, put God first. Well, one of the ways of putting God first, you can't put God first if you've not even surrendered your life to Him. Again, I'm telling you, Jesus makes a big difference. And if you look at the book of Matthew chapter 24, and you analyze the events taking place in the world today, you'll see that Jesus is coming back again. No one knows when. No one knows when. But we know that Jesus is coming back again. And He told us in His word of the signs that portend His coming. If you look at the world today and you analyze it in context of, I'm not giving some conspiracy theory or some wild speculation. For me, my constitution is the Bible. Look at the Bible. Look at Matthew chapter 24. Look at other parts of scripture that talk about the end, the last days. Those signs, they are clearly evident in the world that we live in today. So again, why don't you take that decision? And don't keep postponing the decision, right? The Bible says now is the time of salvation. You don't have the guarantee of the next 5 minutes. You don't even have the guarantee of the next minute. There are people that are alive right now that before I finish this podcast will be gone. Why don't you make a sound decision to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today? If you want to do that, I want you to say this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to You today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need Your forgiveness. I believe You died and You shed Your blood on the cross to save me from sin. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in Your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with Your blood. Sanctify me, Lord. Fill me with Your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to obey You all the days of my life. Thank You, Heavenly Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for those that have just given their lives to Christ. Please give them the grace to serve You. I pray for those listening to this podcast. Give us the grace, including myself, to put You first, to be content, to do good with the resources You've given unto us, and to not obtain our security from material things, but from You, the God that is able to provide for us and is able to keep us to the very end. Give us the grace to have our hearts set on heaven, not on the things of this world. Thank You, Heavenly Father. Please provide for all our needs according to Your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I'll encourage you to do two things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it, do what it says. A good place to start is the book of John. It'll tell you so many great things about the love of God. Just obey it. Right? Actually, put the word of God first in your life. Obey God. And I will encourage you to listen to episodes, I believe it's 96 to 101 on the website, episode 96 to 101. It will tell you specific things you can do to grow as a new Christian, as a new child of God. They are called like five basic responsibilities of a believer. And then also the second thing you should do is find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. Oh, there are so many places that call themselves church that are trying to adapt with the times. So they preach things that are inconsistent with the word of God. They try to change the word of God so that they can match the times, so that they appeal to itching ears, as we have a lot of these days. No, find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many also wonderful churches all over the world. Just make sure you find a place that preaches the true, pure, undiluted word of God, again, which is not as common in the world that we live in today. But you know, fellowship with other believers, do what God's will says, put God first in your life, don't be materialistic, and I'm trusting God that you'll make heaven and all be well with you and your family. Thank you for listening to me. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Shalom.